I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Asteroid 2024 YR4 was discovered just in December, and at one point the odds of it eventually hitting Earth were as high as about 3%. But Marcia Dunn has an update.
The good news is, after 2 months of looking at this thing with telescopes, scientists have decided there's essentially no worry about an impact to Earth. Now, the bad news is the moon is now slightly in the crosshairs, about a 1.7% chance of the asteroid hitting the moon in 2032. But I am assured by NASA's top asteroid watchman that those odds will probably go down to zero for the moon, too. But you got to play it safe. And that's why NASA had an experiment several years ago in which they rammed a spacecraft into an asteroid to knock it off its orbit around another asteroid to see if one day if the Earth needed help, would that work?
Again, that's AP aerospace writer Marcia Dunn, and I'm Ben Thomas.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.